Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's border czar Tom Homan says the administration was within its authority to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport hundreds of suspected Venezuelan gang members with no due process.
We'll use these assets as long as we can till we get to the point where we have total operational control of the border and national security threats have no avenue into this country.
He was on ABC's This Week. President Trump's continued attacks on some of his critics, instructing Attorney General Pam Bondi to punish law firms that engage in, quote, frivolous litigation against the United States. Pope Francis has returned to the Vatican after more than 5 weeks in a Rome hospital where he was treated for life-threatening double pneumonia. Doctors say he must continue to rest and recover. The 88-year-old schedule will be determined by his recovery. At least 26 people were killed in overnight Israeli strikes in Gaza, including a Hamas political leader. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Thank you very much. I'd like to stop for a second. 4 months ago, I had a birthday. And the last time I worked here was my birthday, sometime around the birthday, I think. But this last one I had, I finally made it to 48, and I couldn't feel better or, I don't know, everything is just charming. Everything is great. Consequently, I should like to sing the song that has to do with, well, not exactly with my life, but with anybody's life who gets on in years, if you please. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We would hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17,
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain will be likely for today. Cloudy skies, breezy as winds will turn to the northwest in the afternoon, gusting around 30 miles per hour. Highs will top out in the mid-40s. Late this afternoon into the early evening, could see a little bit of light snow. Right now, it's 37.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Judge Brad Schimel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning, everybody. Music at the start. This is the Souter Finnegan Orchestra. Well, what happened is pretty sad indeed. These guys were great big band arrangers. You know what, maybe I shouldn't play their music and talk sad. So listen and I'll tell you later. Thank you. Very creative, maybe too much so. See, Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan got together. That was a mistake. Somebody, the booker, tried to get Mike Flanagan, who was an easy listening guy. I don't know what happened, but Bill Finnegan came in instead. Bill Finnegan is a wild jazz guy. Flanagan played stuff like this. See, both these guys went to Juilliard, Columbia U. Bill Finnegan went on to the Paris Conservatory. RCA said, "You guys are great. You're going to be stars." Well, he had a contract for 16 songs a year. The band was huge, 21. Sally Sweetman was the vocalist, and Andy Roberts was the male. Well, they went out and they made their first mistake booking dance halls. You can't dance to Sauter Finnegan. They should have done concert venues. So all these dance halls that nobody went to, they quit in 55 with a mountain of debt. Took them 7 years to pay it all off. So they broke up in March 57. Eddie Sauter moved to Germany. Finnegan continued as an arranger for others. But they got back together. In 1959, keeping their dreams alive, they recorded again. Eddie Sauter died in 81. And they recorded this one, the return
after purchasing
of the Doodletown Fifers. What do you think? The music of the stars. One more time. Sauter Finnegan.
Thank you.
Now here's another story. Otto Susanna. See, you heard that, and I have too, but nobody can think of who it came from. It's Otto Susanna. Born in 1899, San Francisco, made a big wave in that community's music scene throughout his life. His brother Renzo was the Continental that you hear a lot of jokes about on good old Saturday Night Live. But Otto is forgotten today, except here. I'll give you more on Otto later. Here's Mel. Torme, that is.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No. Of May. doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
That's a great tune, and it's been adopted by people who love old movie palaces as sort of an unofficial theme song. I never understood that, but it works somehow. A little bit more on that, too. In 1963, San Francisco lost the biggest and grandest movie palace, the Fabulous Fox. Oh, they're sorry now. What an all-star night it was, but tinged with sadness. Here's Hedda Hopper.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud to be here. I'm so happy that you asked me. I don't understand how they could tear down this beautiful theater. Because San Francisco, it's a city that loves entertainment. They're great show people here. They love it. Only one other theater in America is as beautiful as this, and that's the Radio City Music Hall. That holds 5,000 people, and this holds 4,600. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, they start an auction to sell everything that's in this beautiful theater. I can't believe it. I can't believe that San Francisco would do a thing like that. I really can't.
Said. The Wurlitzer organ. Thank you.
romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need the castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing.
Thank you. is a void till you've enjoyed Romance's weaver band.
Lonzo, of course, here's Danny Kaye.
It's not the beat, beat, beat of a jungle drum that makes my heart start to dance, but the urge to merge that begins to surge when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamen leaves me mum. No potentate rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. So it's nice to be a man among men, go hunting and fishing and swimming. Yes, nice to be a man among men, but nice so among women. So take the yo-ho-ho and the winds that blow on some Antarctic expanse. You can have that snow pile, but I'm no dope. I'll go dancing to the rhythm of a new romance. Some people like to stray to faraway places and look. Oh, some people say that they like to get into bed with a book. Some like the chunk, chunk, chunk of a Chinese junk. For me, no Chinaman's chance. Keep the foreign heat, keep the laurel wreath. Gonna eat my cake while I still have teeth and dance to the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamen leaves me mum. No sarcophagus.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. Yes, a new way to new love can always be seen, though few can successfully wend it. Anyone can begin to begin. Give me a man who can end it. So if your love grows dull, if you hit a lull, why sit around in a trance? When your world gets flat, as Columbus found, when you hit new ground, then it will go round. So dance, yes, dance. Dance to the rhythm of a new
Danny Kaye, 1951.
Every night when the moon shines bright, I hide myself at the sight of stars like Venus and Mars. I run at a love song from the radio. I'm beside myself in the very thought of a stroll in the park. I shun. I need a good psychologist to adjust myself. For when it comes to love, I just can't trust myself. I'm so afraid of mine, 'cause I'm too romantic. Moonlight and stars can make such a fool of me. Know you're much too near and I'm too romantic. Don't ask to hold my hand, 'cause I might dream. I'm startled when you whisper, I'll run if you should sigh. I must be so careful, or I'll kiss my heart. Let me dream, 'cause I'm too wrong. fall unless it could all come true. When I hear guitars at night, I get too romantic. When I hear music, it always makes me dream. You should let me dream, 'cause I'm too romantic. Don't make me fall unless it could all come true. Unless it could all come true.
Judy Garland on the radio, June 1940. Here's Mitzi Gaynor on Ed Sullivan's Show.
The more I see,
there's Mitzi Gaynor. Did you watch the Academy Awards? I did not. I understand when they did a tribute to those who had passed, that Mitzi was overlooked. This is almost beyond belief, but you have to believe anything.
We're following breaking news. Legendary actress Mitzi Gaynor has died. She passed away this morning here in L.A. of natural causes. Gaynor's career spanned 8 decades. She was a star of the classic movie musicals like South Pacific, where she sang the popular I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. She was also known for the musicals There's No Business Like Show Business and Lay Girls. Gaynor also had a long career on the concert stage and on television. She was 93 years old.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC 7 content by clicking the subscribe button for our YouTube channel.
Here's to you. Here's to me. Here's to a happy anniversary. Here's to days gone by and those that are to be.
Again, Mitzi Gaynor, the Gershwins.
Soon the lonely nights will be ended. Soon two hearts as one will be blended. I've found the happiness I've waited for. The only boy that I was fated for. Soon, a little cottage will find us safe. With all our cares far behind us, the day your mind this world will be in tune. Let's make that day come soon.
Leslie Uggams. Leslie Uggams, star of the Mitch Miller program, one of the hottest things on TV it was. Here's Bing with Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen's tune.
You think that money is everything, and yet it's anybody's spring. Go make a fortune, become a king, and still it's anybody's spring. And if you flash a bankroll, do you suppose the brook would care, or that a rose would say there goes a millionaire? It's more than diamonds around a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring. Thank you. more than diamonds round a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring.
Last week we made the comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Jimmy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Now, let's compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. How unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is like, the weird part is.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
May come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So when it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And when you see on the hill You know they'll bring crowds of daffodils. So just keep looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
That's not a forecast. The real forecast comes along in, oh my, it's not about 5 minutes. That's Judy Garland, though, for sure. And I'm the Music of the Stars guy. We're here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome all our affiliates and stations. Good morning, Baldwin, WSCN. Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR.
And when you see clouds up on the hill, you know there'll be crowds of daffodils. So just keep looking for a blue and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
Stand by for news. Says the Dave Chambliss Band.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senator Bernie Sanders had more than 30,000 people turned out to the Denver stop of his Fighting Oligarchy tour. He says the tour is focusing on areas of the country where Republicans won congressional seats by narrow margins. He said one goal is to maintain a separation of powers.
And that is precisely what Trump is trying to do. He wants it all. He doesn't want Congress. He doesn't want the media. He doesn't want the judiciary. He wants all of the power. We cannot allow him to have that.
President Trump continues to attack lawyers, instructing the attorney general to punish law firms engaging in what he called frivolous and unreasonable litigation against the U.S. His administration said they were within their authority to invoke the Alien Enemies Act and deport several hundred suspected Venezuelan gang members, even as a federal judge investigates whether they defied his order. Pope Francis back at the Vatican, released from the Rome hospital where he had spent more than 5 weeks being treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
I'm James